This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We are continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf Hashavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Tes Din Eich Yisnaheg Hayachid Lechavin B'Tfilas Im HaTzibor. How can an individual accord himself to be mechavin his tefillah with the tzibor? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber, Hanichnas Beisak Nes, someone who entered a shul of Matzah Tzibor Mispalan, and he finds that Tzibor are davening. Im Yachal Lahaschel V'Ligmar Koidim Sheagia Shleach Tzibor LeKedusha. Someone who enters the Beis HaKnesses and he finds that Tzibur is davening, if he could begin and finish before the Sheikh Tzibur gets to Kedusha and Kaddish, he could daven. Okay, we're learning a very important halacha here, and that is, at all costs, a person needs to hear Kaddish. And, I'm sorry, needs to hear Kedusha and Kaddish. Therefore, if you come late to davening, and you're lagging behind, and you figure, okay, I'm behind, let me start my Shemoneh Esrei now. No, you can't start your Shemoneh Esrei. If you're not going to finish in time to hear Kedusha, you can't start. So what do? You got to wait until after Kedusha to start. Now, if you're a long davener, and you're starting with the Tzibur, okay, dems are the breaks, because more important than saying Kedusha is davening with a minyan. And the definition of davening with a minyan is starting Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. As we've mentioned many, many times, you could come an hour before davening, and you could say Matoivu, Yigdal, Adonai Olam, all the Karbanos, and you could be completely clueless because you're lagging behind and you don't start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. The main purpose of going to shul is to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. All other conduct needs to be evaluated based on the objective of starting Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. But if you're coming late anyway, and you're not starting Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, then you cannot start if it means you're going to miss Kedusha. Says Rama, V'adin amein do hakel ha-kadosh, v'shemei ha-tfila, dinan ke-kadosh u-kedusha. Not only do you need to say Kedusha, you also need to say amein of hakel ha-kadosh, and amein of shemei ha-tfila. Now this is... this is, so to speak, a big dilemma for those who daven along Shemoneh Esrei. Because is it really the right thing to daven Shemoneh Esrei? If you come late and you're now to start because you're going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha, then why are you even allowed to daven along Shemoneh Esrei? We have to see the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, Nista Pakti. If you daven along Shemoneh Esrei naturally, Veinu Yachal Asayim Ad Kedusha, Immutter Lahaschil. Could you even daven? Maybe you should just sit there until they finish Kedusha. Umikan ein raya l'isser. Don't bring a raya from this halacha l'machaber that in fact you're not allowed to. The efshar dezel lav tu tzibur gemura mikri. It's because if you start late, it's not really called tefillah b'tzibur. Me'acher shalei hizchel imam b'shava, since you didn't start with them at the same time. K'ma shekasa prima gadam. Avel maschel b'shava efshar kiven da'ata chala alav hachiv l'sval b'tzibur. But if you started at the same time, it could be since now it's chala on you the chiv to down with the tzibur. V'chiv anias hakdusha leis ata ein alav. Right now, the Tzibur starting Shemoneh Esrei. So you have a chiv to start with them. The chiv to answer Kedusha is not on you right now. Maybe ein loy lachosh klal, you don't have to be concerned, lamasha achar kach, to what will happen afterwards, that lo yia yachal akai mitzvah, da adifa mizah, that you won't be able to be mekayim a mitzvah, that's even greater. Meaning now the Bir Halacha is saying a whopper of a chiddush. As big of a mitzvah as it is to daven with a minyan, it's a bigger mitzvah to answer Kedusha. As big of a zechus it is to daven with a minyan and to start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur, it's a bigger zechus to answer Kedusha. So you say, well, if it's a bigger zechus to answer Kedusha, maybe I'm not allowed to start my Shemoneh Esrei even at the same time as the Tzibur, if it means I'm a long davener, I'm going to miss Kedusha. So the Bir Halacha says, maybe. But maybe not. Aye, but if it's a bigger mitzvah, then how am I allowed to do it? The answer is, because you have to do what's incumbent upon you in the moment. And in the moment, what's incumbent upon you is to start Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Aye, it means later, I'm losing out on a bigger mitzvah. Well, the Dems are the breaks. And also at the time when they get up to Kaddish and Kedusha, I'll be an oinus. Don't bring a raya that you could be lenient. Mimad dinakan ha-gemara, from that which the Gemara picks and says, umatzo tzibur mespalalin. You know, the case of the Gemara is someone who enters a shul and he finds the tzibur davening. So the question is, could he start? Why didn't the Gemara pick a bigger chiddush? That a guy who's starting with the tzibur but will not be able to finish in time, he shouldn't start. Maybe the Gemara picked a regular case. The bottom line is, the Bir Halacha does not give a conclusion. He says, maybe if you're going to daven a long Shemana Esrei and you're going to miss Kedusha, maybe you're not allowed to start. You hear this? Maybe you're not allowed to start. He knows. He does it every day. The guy misses Kedusha every single day. Yeah, every day. Now, Chazon Ish and Reb Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, you're allowed to. You're allowed to. You're allowed to daven a long Shemoneh Esrei. That's definitely the minhag among Bnei Yeshiva. However, yeah, let's say like this. Let's say you'll be able to daven with Kavana, but you'll have to cut it short. Or you could daven a really long Shemoneh Esrei. Perhaps it sounds like you should cut it short. What if you want to say Shalom Rav in order to abbreviate your Shemoneh Esrei, in order to answer Kedusha? So the Dirshu brings from Chaim Knievsky. He asks the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says, no. The Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no. Says Rav Chaim Knievsky, let's say a Kohen wants the Duchen, and he's not going to have time. Could he say Shalom Rav to abbreviate the Shemoneh Esrei to have time? No. However, the Adara says, you could. Are you allowed to skip B'Sefer Chaim, Bracha V'Shalom, Farnasa Toiva, in order to answer Kedusha? And everyone's looking at me, what? Because I know, because you're expert in saying the words at lightning fast speed. So you say, like, why would you have to do that? But since you actually have to say the words, and every word takes time, so the Shaila is, could you skip B'Sefer Chaim? No. What about like this? You come late to shul, and so I'm not going to start the Shemoneh Esrei because I don't want to miss Kedusha. Let's say I could chap arayin the Shemoneh Esrei after Kedusha, but I won't finish in time for Birchas Kayanim. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael or a Yom Tif. Am I allowed to daven and miss Birchas Kohanim? No. You have to wait until after. Okay? Fine. So that's the Shaila of Bir Halacha, even before we began the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nichas Beis HaKnesses, V'im Reitzel Lotzeis L'Spala Ba'azara Chutz Beis HaKnesses Mespala V'in Tzarech L'Hamtin. This Halacha that you're not allowed to daven unless you're going to be able to answer Kedusha. This halacha is if you're going to be standing in the shul and not saying Kedusha. But you don't have to. You could go out and daven outside and you don't have to wait. So the question is, what do you mean? Don't you have to hear Kaddish and Kedusha? So Rav Moshe says, you have to understand this Mishnah Berurah. Meaning from this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the problem is not that I'm going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha. It sounds like the problem is I'm going to be standing in a shul and not being able to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Rav Moshe says that's not the pshat. The pshat is the guy's in a rush. And if he goes in the shul, he can't start because he's going to miss Kaddish and Kedusha. Um, Meaning, we're talking about a case that if he would remain in the shul, he would have to, he wouldn't be able to leave early because he would have to wait for Kaddish and Kedusha. So if he needs to, so to speak, leave quickly, we tell him to daven outside. Why can't he daven inside and just miss Kaddish and Kedusha? What's the problem? I guess he would have to wait and be silent for that, and he doesn't have time to do that. Tzibur Mesfalim, Zeh HaSif Mayri B'Tfilas HaMincha. This whole sif is talking about Tfilas HaMincha. Why? Because there is no case of a guy coming late to shul, and he's saying, oh, should I start Shemana Esrei now? What do you mean, if he's coming late, he has to say, Psukei Dezi, he has to say, Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei Yishtabach, Shema, Birchus Kriya Shema. So I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah though says we're talking about Mincha. Why can't it be Shachris if he already said these things? He says, V'adin b'shachris m'hoya oimed b'kriya shema b'rchaseh b'shash ha-tzibur z'chus shema. So you're up to kriya shema and the brachas when the tzibur began Shemana Esrei. If you could begin and finish the tefillah, before the shatz reaches kedusha, yispalo. Otherwise, al yispalo. Rak yamtin b'shir chadasha. Just wait by shir chadasha. Look what we wrote later on in the name of Chayi Adam regarding this. Shliach tzibur. The kedusha also l'am Rabbi Yachid. You're not allowed to say kedusha b'yachid. V'chein kaddish u'moidim and the moidim taima. The reason why, by the way, we're going to see that if you don't have time to answer moidim, is the tzarch lishchos emakol. You're going to have to bow with the tzibor shaloi hei ner kukar for b'misha tzir mishtachim. So it doesn't look like you're a heretic and you're denying the one who the tzibor is bowing down to. We're going to see the Mechab is going to continue. If you entered after Kedusha, if you could finish before Moedim, you could daven. Oyle Kaddish. Let's begin Sivkat on Dalet. Oyle Kaddish. What does Mechab mean? You could finish, if you could finish before Kedusha or Kaddish. What do you mean, or Kaddish? If you finish before Kedusha, obviously you'll get Kaddish. L'chayra, kivin d'tzach ligmar t'filasa kardim Kedusha, kol sheken sheyishma ha-Kaddish, achashman esrei, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshomer Demayri B'Mariv Deleka Kedusha. We're talking about Mariv, where there is no Kedusha. Or, Yunami Mariv Shekvar Shama Kedusha. Or we're talking about we already heard Kedusha. Mishum Kedusha Loi Hayitzach Lahamtin. And you won't have to wait Alts Kedusha. Chomay Shenichtav Lekamon. Demikol Makam Tzach Ligmar Kedem Kaddish Achar Shemana Esrei. You nevertheless, you have to finish before Kaddish after Shemana Esrei. That is, you need to finish before the shatz gets to Amin Hishmei Rabba. V'loyana Amin Oz Rak Yehishmei Rabba Bovad. Wow. If you are finishing Shemana Esrei and you just said Yiyu L'Ratzon, or you just finished Shemana Esrei, so you didn't hear the Yiskadei of Yiskadei Shmei Rabba B'Yamadi Rachis Arim Lichma Chosei. All you heard is Bagalov Zman Kriv Imru Amen, but you can't answer Amen because you didn't hear what the Amen is going on. All you can answer is Yehi Shmei Rabba. Since you're not being mechavin to what you're answering amen to, mikri amen yisoyma. You hear this? If you just finish Shemana Esrei, and the tzibur is saying amen yehishmei rabba, you cannot say the word amen because the word amen is going back on by the whole yiskadei of yiskadei shmei rabba biyamad rechazem nechosei. You didn't hear that. You can't answer amen. You could say with them yehishmei rabba. Vim noisein libay, if you paid attention, viyadea azama oino amen, and you know what you're answering. Amen, Rasha, you're allowed to. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, Rabbi Isai. And I'm going to tell you upcoming schedule.
Oops. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.